The colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. A burp is not an answer. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Marge and baby Maggie make their way home from the supermarket, whilst Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window, just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Bart skateboards across a road seconds before a car speeds past. It seems to be driven by Maggie, but it's actually Marge at the wheel. Back home, the family race to the sofa, only to discover it's been replaced by a tiny wooden chair. They all climb on nonetheless. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Live from Hawaii's beautiful Molokai Island, we're not just for lepers anymore. It's Carnival of the Stars. I'm your host, Troy McClure. You may remember me from such films as The Erotic Adventures of Hercules and Dial M for Murderousness. Tonight we'll see Angela Lansbury walk on hot coals. Excitement, she wrote.
How could someone abuse their body that way?
Mo, don't throw out that brine.
But first, a man whose inspiring battle with Percodan addiction is soon to be a movie of the week. Krusty the Clown!
I'll be played by Jimmy Smits.
Now he faces his toughest audience. Three Siberian tigers.
Simba, on the ball.
Yeah, they'll be chewing on him for a while.
Ay, 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 la policia!
Hey, Homer, phone call.
Hi, homie. It's really starting to snow. I think you should come home.
But, Marge, Alan Thicke is throwing knives at Ricardo Montalban.
Ow. Sorry, Ricardo.
Take it easy, folks. It's snow picnic out there.
I snow what you mean.
You're dead weight, Marty.
Homer's windscreen gets covered by snow, and he crashes into someone.
Ah! Don't! Well, I got him as good as he got me. Don't!
It was Marge's car.
Now, before I give you the check, one more question. This place, Moe's, you left just before the accident, this is a business of some kind?
Don't tell him you were at a bar.
Homer hitches a ride from a pickup. There's a pig in the front seat.
Afraid old Zeke, he rides up here with me. Can't trust a pig with watermelons, you know.
Homer's eating the watermelons.
She'll go 300 hectares on a single tank of kerosene.
What country is this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb ebnem zlotik djev. Put it in H!
Kids, if we buy a new car, we get our parking validated for free.
To a glamorous model.
Do you come with a car?
Oh, you.
Do you come with the car?
Oh, you.
Bart's playing in the Bonnie and Clyde death car.
Bart! That car belonged to Bonnie and Clyde. Show a little respect.
Bart finds some loot.
Mm-hmm. Our tireless safety engineers crash test over 1,000 cars a year.
One of the dummies crawls away from the wreck.
Hey, wait. That's not a dummy.
This exhibit is closed.
The Batmobile. Adam West! Hey, kids, Batman!
Dad, that's not the real Batman.
Of course I'm Batman. See, here's a picture of me with Robin.
Who the hell's Robin?
Oh, I guess you're only familiar with the new Batman movies. Michelle Pfeiffer. The only true Catwoman is Julie Newmar, Lee Merriweather, or Eartha Kitt. And I didn't need molded plastic to improve my physique. Pure West. And how come Batman doesn't dance anymore? Remember the Bat to see?
Adam starts dancing.
Nice meeting you. Just keep moving. Don't make eye contact.
Wow. Just think what I could do with that plow.
Washington.
Homer, I've got to sneak these valuable artworks out of the White House, but I can't get out of my driveway because of these protesters.
Mr. President, those young people are about to get a dose of reality. I can't afford it.
Belly, this doesn't cost money. It makes money. You make the payments by plowing driveways on the side.
Well, I really should discuss this with my wife.
Your wife?
What, do you think I'm going to buy a $20,000 truck just because you make that noise? I'll take it!
I can't believe you bought that plow. We can't afford it.
If you're going to get mad at me every time I do something stupid, then I guess I'll just have to stop doing stupid things.
Good.
Fine. I'll never, ever do another stupid thing. Good night.
Oh, homie, didn't that hurt?
No! Marge didn't reckon with these flyers and this flashy jacket.
Homer's Mr. Plow flyers get blown away.
Oh! Forget it, Homer. People don't read these things. Watch. 20% off at Lullabies. Just tell them Big Baby sent you. I know you can hear me. I'm talking to you.
You sicken me.
I guess guys like us just can't get a break. Well, at least I can't sink any lower. Come back, Diaper! Come back! Hi, Ma.
And now to read from the Epistles of St. Paul, Homer Simpson.
Dear Lord, in your infinite wisdom, you know the number to call when you need a plow is Klondike 53226.
Homer, this is really low.
Not as low as my low, low prices. That's Mr. Plow! Oh, I'm gonna lose my plow.
Dad, have you considered buying cheap commercial time on Channel 92? Check it out.
Arr! 90 sea shanties on 3 compact discs. Row the man down, mateys. Row the man down. Row, row, row your boat in the Navy. Come on and join your fellow man. Act now and get a bonus CD. Hornpipe Fever. Arr.
Almost time for our commercial.
Dad, who's watching TV at 3:17 a.m.?
Alcoholics, the unemployable, angry loners. It may be on a lousy channel, but the Simpsons are on TV.
Our driveway snowed in.
Old Man Winter!
That's right. I fill your driveways with ice and snow. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. That's what... Stop.
Mr. Plow!
Get out, you lousy season. All right, I'm going. My head hurts. I have to lie down for a while.
Yay!
Hello, I'm Mr. Plow. Are you tired of having your hands cut off by snow blowers and the inevitable heart attacks that come with shoveling snow?
Uh-huh.
Then call Klondike 53226. Call now and receive a free T-shirt. He could still surprise you.
But I'm a real tightwad. Can I afford this remarkable system?
Absolutely. My prices are so low, you'll think I've suffered brain damage.
You are fully bonded and licensed by the city, aren't you, Mr. Plow?
Shut up, boy. So remember, call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow. Well, John Q Driveway has our number. Now we play the waiting game.
Homer taps his fingers together.
Oh, the waiting game sucks. Let's play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Thank you, Mr. Plow. Now my store can remain open.
Let's do it.
We're not prisoners anymore. We're free. We can go anywhere we want.
I'm cold and frightened.
Skinner's pacing a school corridor.
I'm afraid classes may be cancelled today.
Look!
Mr. Plough arrives ahead of the school bus.
We won't miss a minute of school, thanks to your father.
Say your prayers, Plowboy!
Bart is splattered with a barrage of snowballs. He falls to the ground.
Mr. Plough, for making it possible for people to get where they're going without resorting to public transportation or carpooling, I give you the key to the city.
Here you go, Mr. Plough. A beer on the house.
Wow, Mo! You didn't even give a beer to those freed Iranian hostages!
Ah, they shouldn't have been there in the first place. But Homer is a real hero.
I wish I was a hero.
Well, wishing won't make it so. You gotta pull up your diaper, get out there, and be the best damn Barney you can be.
Here I come, world!
How do you think he'll do, Mo?
I think he'll do just fine.
I was wrong about you buying that truck. I'm very proud of you, Mr. Plow. This might sound silly, but just for a change, would you mind...
cutting my nails? Brushing my teeth?
No. Could you wear the Mr. Plow jacket? Just, for fun.
Oh.
Homer puts the jacket on over his underpants.
Oh, Mr. Plow, that's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Warning.
White gold.
All the driveways have already been cleared by the Plow King, Barney.
Hiya, Homer! Say hello to the Plow King!
Barney, you stole my idea.
Don't worry, Homer. There's nothing wrong with a little healthy competition.
Barney shoots out the back tires on Homer's plow before driving off.
Well, well, if it isn't Mr. Plow.
Barney batters a cardboard cutout of Homer with a baseball bat.
Plow King, save some for me.
Wow, Linda Ronstadt!
Linda Ronstadt? How'd you get her?
We've been looking for a project to do together for a while.
When the snow starts falling, there's a man you should be calling. That's Kale 54796. Let it ring. Mr. Plow is a loser, and I think he is a boozer.
So you better make that call to the Plow King.
How could you, Barney? After all I've done for you.
Lachrymose is to dyspeptic as ebullient is to effervescent. All right, Harvard, here I come.
Psst, Barney, my dad's asleep. Want a beer?
I don't know, the SATs are tomorrow.
I've got two words for you. Mellow out, man.
All right, just one. If it'll get you off my back.
Barney has a swig, and as more beer goes in, he's transformed from an A-grade student with good looks into the booze hound of the present.
Hey, where have you been all my life?
Thank you, Plow King Leading.
Flanders, I thought I was your plowman.
Homer, why don't you plow it again?
Forget it, pal. I don't need your phony baloney job. I'll take your money, but I'm not going to plow your driveway. Mr. West, you said there was a job for me.
There was. When I called you, 45 minutes ago.
Go on, Superman! Your secret identity is safe with me!
Adam jumps into his own private Batmobile and presses the starter button. A cloud of black smoke coughs from the rear end, and he trundles away, trailing his exhaust pipe.
Ring, damn you, ring! Mr. Plow, that name again is Mr. Plow.
Hello, I'm calling from delinquent accounts at Kumatsu Motors.
Oh, you want the Mr. Plow who plows driveways. This is Tony Plow, you know, from Leave It to Beaver. Yeah, they were gay. Oh, what am I gonna do?
I think you should do a new ad, one that's fresh and original.
I know, I'll do a rap. Boom, cha-cha-boom, cha-cha-boom, cha-boom. I'm Mr. Plow, and I'm here to say I'm the plowin'est guy in the USA. I got a big plow, and I'll move a lot of things.
Stop.
Like your cow, if
please.
You have one.
Stop it right now.
Promise you'll never do that again.
All right.
Mr. Simpson, I guarantee you, we'll come up with a commercial that can save your business. You know those radio ads where two people with annoying voices yammer back and forth? I invented those.
Ow!
It happens all the time.
The family settle down to watch the new ad, which has been shot in black and white. An opera singer warbles to a snow globe she's holding in her hand. A man enters and smashes the trinket, revealing the name Mr. Plow.
Dad, was that your commercial?
I don't know.
The torch has been passed to a new generation of snow plow people. Come on, give me the key. These look like teeth marks.
I thought there was chocolate inside. Well, why was it wrapped in foil?
It was never wrapped in foil.
Hardest hit by the blizzard is Springfield's forbidding Widow's Peak. Our own Arnie Pye is on the scene.
Everything's snowed in. All I can see is white.
Arnie, please, the ski conditions.
Mayday, mayday. I think I'm flying into a mountain. Tell my wife I love...
That's great, Arnie.
Hello, Plow King. I was wondering if you could plow my driveway on top of Forbidding Widow's Peak.
I don't know. I'd be up there all day. I wouldn't be able to plow any other driveways.
There's a $10,000 bill in it for you.
Oh, yeah? Which president's on it?
All of them. They're having a party. Jimmy Carter's passed out on the couch.
Wow! I'll be right there!
Barney, I'd like to put a Spanish version of your jingle on my next album.
Señor Plow no es macho, es solamente un borracho.
Yeah, you do that.
Well, I guess you can plow my driveway, but I wonder what happened to the Plow King.
Oh, I guess he just doesn't respect his customers.
Oh, could you make sure not to scrape my asphalt?
Kiss my asphalt. So I says, kiss my asphalt. Hmm? Hmm?
Springfield's beloved Plow King is trapped. Barney Gumbel, shown here donating $50,000 to the Shelbyville Dance Theater, was caught in a sudden avalanche on Widow's Peak earlier today. It was captured on film by a camera crew making the upcoming Fox special, In Search of Bigfoot.
Hold it, Bob. We can see your wristwatch.
Oh, damn it.
Hey, what's that?
Barney's burp causes an avalanche.
This is all my fault. I've got to save him.
Homer and his family are at the base of Widow's Peak. He pours some booze into a flask.
Homie, please, don't go.
Hey, this old girl's as sure-footed as a mountain goat.
They all watch a mountain goat lose its footing and go tumbling down the peak in a series of sickening thuds. Homer looks terrified as he drives across a rickety wooden bridge which is swaying and breaking apart. He looks across to one side and sees a brand new, sturdy bridge just a few meters away.
Oh!
Homer rounds a bend on a treacherous road. Suddenly, the rocks give out beneath his tires and the plow tilts dramatically.
Easy. Easy.
He adjusts the radio dial as the plow rumps itself.
Ah, dying's not so bad. I'll be reunited with my loved ones, my dad, and that plant I never watered.
Mr. Plow bursts through a wall of snow.
Barney!
Homer, you saved my life, and I'm not gonna forget it. From now on, we'll be partners.
Barney, that's great. When two best friends work together, not even God himself can stop them.
Oh, no.
A ray of sunlight breaks through gray clouds, and all the snow starts to melt.
The snow's melted. We can go outside again. I don't like the looks of those teenagers.
Could this record-breaking heat wave be the result of the dreaded greenhouse effect? Well, if 70-degree days in the middle of winter are the price of car pollution, you'll forgive me if I keep my old Pontiac.
Hello.
Hello, this is the Repo Depot. I'm just calling to distract you while we repossess your plow.
Oh, yeah? How dumb do you think I...
Oh, now, homie, you have your health. You have your best friend back. And you do have that certain special something.
You mean... Mr. Plow, that's my name. The name again is Mr. Plow. Our forecast calls for flurries of passion, followed by extended periods of getting it on.